Broadcasting live from the Lower Roswell Road in South Marietta Zaxby's Studios in Cobb County, it's time for Cobb Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We are back again. Cobb Business Radio X. How's everybody in Cobb, Atlanta, and the surrounding areas? How's everybody doing today? Let me introduce myself first, right, so they know who I am. This is Marcus, and I am here with my lovely host, Leave Harrison, the awesome health coach. You got any health tips for me today?
Plenty.
What's
it's
one?
Holiday season.
Give me one.
We're gaining by the day. Pounds of a pound.
How can we keep the pounds off this holiday season?
Well, I guess we have to figure this out with our fantastic guest here today. But let's tell the audience first what your business is and then your business name.
My business is, I have several businesses, but my business is Juice Atlanta. It is a fresh pressed juice business. Well, we make fresh pressed juices and smoothies, and we deliver them to you wherever you are. We will come to your home. We will come to your gym, wherever you are. We're like the Jimmy John's of juicing.
That's awesome. I can attest to that. I'm one of your favorite customers.
Thank you very much. We try, just trying to get everybody on the road to health and wellness.
There you go.
Because we have a lot of sick people out here. We have a lot of people that are in dis-ease with their bodies and their minds. And I just really believe that through juicing and eating a raw food diet as much as you can, it'll definitely help. So that's our message at Juice Atlanta. That's what we try to spread.
That's nice.
The fruit and vegetable message.
That's awesome. Goes right hand in hand with what I do. I do the health coaching. My business is Live with Bliss.
Live with Bliss.
Uh-huh. And I try to, help the people understand how to eat better and what food does to us.
Exactly.
Food is a killer. The sugar and the salt.
Yes.
That's my favorite subject.
Yes.
So your juices come in handy. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So today we have a wonderful guest, a super guest. He goes by the name of Super Cooper. How you doing today, Super Cooper?
Man, I'm well. I'm well.
Super Coop. So Super Cooper is a native of Atlanta. So you've been living here your whole life in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. And you went to high school. So what high school did you go to out here?
Westlake High School.
Westlake.
Ooh.
Westlake.
That's a big sports school.
Yeah.
I have a few friends whose kids are in high school there. They're big. Yeah, big in football and track.
You play basketball.
And basketball?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I see in your bio, though, you played tennis. Y'all had tennis at Westlake?
Man, we had a really good tennis team.
I didn't even know.
We had a really good tennis team. We had one guy's name is Jackie Jenkins.
Okay.
He's on the U.S. TP. He's like a pro tennis player.
Oh, really?
He was way better than me. I wasn't that good.
So what was your main sport? Football or basketball? Or
baseball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got that baseball build, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
How are baseball players built?
Like me.
Like him, yeah.
Can't nobody see you right now, so you have to describe yourself.
He's big up top, for that good swing. What was your position, baseball?
Catcher.
Catcher?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Okay.
All right, so Coop, you got a new book out right now. You actually have two books, but let's talk about your new book right quick.
Okay.
What's the name of your new book?
It's called Cooper Shapes Up.
Cooper Shapes Up. And you work with a lot of kids, right?
Yeah.
That's your main thing, you work with kids.
Yeah, I worked at a school called BSEI,
okay.
Building Stars Through Educational Innovation.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was the PE teacher.
Oh, okay.
The school took a hiatus, and I was like, yo, I really like doing this.
Okay.
How can I reach a lot of people?
Okay.
Because it's only one me, and it's a lot of kids. So I was like, okay, what can I do? So I wrote a book.
Okay, that's awesome. And what is the book? What kind of information do we get out of the book? What do the kids get out of the book?
The whole book is about starting healthy habits.
Okay.
With eating and exercise.
That's awesome. Yeah, we need those healthy habits. Right, health coach?
Yeah, that's where it all starts. And it starts with the children. The children mirror the parents.
Or does it start with the parents? Does it start with the children or the parents?
It goes both ways, really. We firmly believe that children drive what parents buy.
Okay.
Mm. Children have a lot of buying power. I so agree.
So we found what we have now is a tour.
Okay.
We go around to all 15 sheltering arms and we read the book. It's an active tour. They get up, they exercise. We bring real fruits and vegetables in.
Oh, cool.
And it's so cool. I'll be in the grocery store, and I'll just hear, Super Cooper. Uh-huh. And then the kid will be showing me what they picked out. You know, sometimes we introduce things they hadn't seen before.
Okay, that's awesome. So when you do this tour, do you come through like Super Cooper, the character like that's in the book?
I'm really Super Cooper. Yeah, that's really me. So, yeah, I have a uniform and everything.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's awesome.
You have a cape?
You know, okay, so I'll be honest with you. I really wanted the cape.
I know, that would be so fitting.
I'm from Southwest Atlanta. I'm from the hood.
Yeah.
If I come in the cape, people are going to laugh at me. So
the
I'm
cape
like,
and the tights and the whole the
I
boots.
Just come through with my basketball uniform on and keep it at that.
Okay, that's awesome.
So how do you reach these kids? I mean, how do you get booked? Do you go out to the community and go to schools and say, hey, I would like to introduce my book to the kids?
Yeah.
Or how do people find you if somebody's listening right now and they have a daycare or, you know, public after school program or whatever? Like, how can people get a hold of you in regards to this tour book?
Well, for all the listeners, you can go to Super Cooper at teamgws.com to email me. Okay. And I respond, it's me. I'm going to respond right away. Also, just word of mouth. Mm-hmm. People always just come up and say, hey, can you come to my school? Can you do this? Can you do that? Instagram. I probably had about 30 to 40 different principals or daycare center directors say, hey, can you come to my school? So
that's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Did you do the, I saw that it's kind of like, it's a lot of illustrations. You did the illustrations yourself as well, or you had somebody help you?
Oh, no, I'm not talented like that. We had a wonderful lady named Patience Cooper. She's not related to me, but she's like family. She's a really good illustrator.
Mm-hmm.
And I, co-author was Elle and Zynga Samuel. Mm-hmm. She's like a educational genius. Like,
really?
She's worked in India, Ghana, China, Brazil, like all over the world. She's like a sought after education specialist.
That's
and she
awesome.
Was one of my clients, so I got it for the Lolo.
Yeah. She's a cool person. I actually got to meet her at a radio show that me and Coop did together.
Okay. Oh,
she's a very, very cool girl.
And she lost 80 pounds working with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got video. I'll show you later, man. It's crazy.
Awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to see that. That's
wow,
awesome, man.
That's
if she's
awesome.
Here, she's probably mad right now, but it's okay.
So what are the age group of the kids that you work with?
We work Get Well Soon, the organization.
Okay.
We work with entire families.
Okay.
So we had a program this summer with Fitness in the Park.
Mm.
We went to Adams Park. We brought in our chef. We brought in me, of course,
mm-hmm.
a couple other different trainers, a couple agriculture specialists.
Oh, really?
And just really talk to families and work them out at the same time. Just so that they can see, like, you can't just do one thing. You have to eat right. You have to work
it's
out.
It's a combination.
You have to watch your water intake. You know, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. You've been watching the water intake, Lee?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I gotta make sure Lee drinking her water. Gotta drink
I do.
That water. Is
I
so
tell
important.
Everybody else about drink water too.
All right.
They just don't want to listen. What's up
listen.
With that?
I don't
so
know.
Why, do you run into families who have a hard time listening to your instructions and program, or maybe do it for a little bit and then fall back off? Like, how do you handle that?
The best way I can say it without being too negative is people are liars. People will tell you they're doing something. Like, wait, how did you gain 18 pounds on this diet? I wrote up, like, well, we haven't been doing it. It's a lot of discipline issues with families. And I think a lot of it has to do with the perception of cost.
Mm.
I think we're coming up on an age where they say health is wealth.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will tell me, well, I don't have Whole Foods in my neighborhood. I'm like, well, it doesn't matter. You're buying hot Cheetos. It's not.
Yeah.
The Whole Foods is making you buy hot Cheetos.
Exactly.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And people just have to do what they can with what they have. But it's choices, you know, because I have a lot of people that come to me about my juices. And they're like, oh, your juice is $7 or $8.
That's cheap.
But you got on. Exactly. But you got on the Jordans, though. You know what I'm saying? Or you got. So it's just choices, man. We just have to. We have to just make better choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all we could really do. But, you know, some people going to do it and some people can, you know, won't, you know what I mean? But, you know, but that's why we're out here and we're trying to spread the word and, I mean, if it's 100 people there and we can get 50 of them, that's a good thing. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, yeah, I commend you on what you're doing. Awesome, man.
Is it when you work with these families, do you think it's easier to work with the kids or is it easier to work with the parents?
It's equally difficult. The reality is you have to get everybody to buy in. I mean, if mom's eating Popeyes and she's telling the kids to eat kale, it's not going to work and vice versa. So it's really about getting the whole family to come together and work together, honestly.
So, and it sounds a little bit, you said you're introducing fruits and vegetables they might have never seen before. So do you think it starts a lot with education, really? Like your first step is really just to educate them on what food is there and what food does?
Yeah, if you don't know, if you've never tasted something mm-hmm. and you just see it and it looks funny, you'll probably never try it. Mm. So when we go to the classrooms, we might say, this is real corn. Kids, you know, for some reason, they're like, oh, that's corn. They've seen it in cans. They've seen it in popcorn, but they don't know real corn. They don't know real fruits. Mm-hmm. We brought a pineapple. Kid had never seen a real pineapple.
Really?
Never seen a real pineapple. I said, well, how do you get pineapples? He said, the cups. I'm like, the cups? And it hit
me. Those little fruit cups. Yeah.
And one kid had seen them, and he said, Minions. I'm like, Minions? What are you talking about? And I realized they used the marketing, the Minions to market pineapples.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. So, wow. Really, that goes back to exposure. So, that means, you know, these families or kids maybe haven't had the exposure or nobody really talking to them about it.
Especially, like, on that side of town, you know what I mean? Especially like on you're from
Southwest Atlanta College Park.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like I lived in College Park for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Wow, I lived out there for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And it's definitely different as far as like being able to go somewhere and get a pineapple and or see fruit on the shelf. It's more of what we shouldn't be doing basically versus what we should do to keep ourselves, you know, healthy and fit as far as the diet is concerned. So, man, we got to work on seeing how we can do something to change that. But we are because we got people like Super Cooper.
How did you get your nickname? I'm so curious.
So right now, for those of you all can't see me, I'm like about 6 feet.
He's super,
about 240 pounds. And I can still dunk a little bit, but I used to be able to jump really high. So playing basketball, I jumped real high.
Oh, so you had this name for a while then?
Yeah, since I was like probably 12.
Okay.
Awesome. So Cooper's your last name, and then they just call you Super Cooper because you're just cause I flying jump through the air.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, you need a cape, bro.
Yeah, I know. We
we got to get you a cape. That's awesome, man.
That's what we're going to do. It's going to be a Christmas gift, a cape.
I appreciate it.
That's right. That's right.
Awesome, man.
So I also saw in your bio that since we were already talking about the books, there's a second book it's called God's Healthcare Plan.
Yes.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, God's Healthcare Plan. I wrote it with my with a minister and a doctor. So the doctor provided the meal plan. I just wrote the workouts, and the minister provided the spiritual guide.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is awesome.
Yeah. It was pretty successful. Went around the country promoting it, selling it, sold a lot of copies, had a lot of fun, and I really got to see and hear a lot of stories. I mean, like, I'm going to churches, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to churches and like, hey, can you pray with Sister Henderson? She got the cancer. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. But, you know, everybody got me praying with these people. Can we just feed them the right food? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Can we help prevent stuff?
Exactly, man. And I think that is so important. The prevention versus trying to cure something. Stopping it before we get it. So is there a way we can, how can the people get the books? Like, for people that's listening, is there a way they can get that book as well?
For right now, email me.
Okay.
By Monday, the site Team GWS will be up.
Okay. And they can email you
at supercooper@teamgws.com.
Okay. And the website will be up Monday.
Yes.
That's awesome. I read the other book. I want to read that one as well.
I know. Yeah. I'm inspired too. I want to check them out as well.
And all the workouts in the God's Healthcare Plan, are for at home with no equipment.
Oh,
so
cool.
You don't need anything. You can probably use a stopwatch, about it.
And see, and another excuse, like people are like, oh, I can't get to the gym. I can't afford a gym membership. You don't really need a gym to work out, do you?
No, I had a client. He's a pro golfer.
Okay.
I don't know if I can say his name or not, but he's a pro golfer. And he traveled a lot, and he was having so many excuses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, look, I'll just come up with a plan for you. He started the plan. He actually increased his flexibility, mobility, and strength on the plan. So we tweaked it a little bit so mm-hmm. normal people can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we came up with the Workouts for God's Healthcare Plan.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So how did you get started in this whole thing? Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Okay.
Obviously, you were very young still, so.
I'm a ripe old 32. I'll be 33 on December 31st. I'm accepting all gifts.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone wants to buy me juices directly from Polo, what's your website, Polo?
You can go to www.juiceatlanta. That's juice with two U's, atlanta.com. And we'll take care of Cooper. Y'all hook him up for his birthday. Please make sure y'all do that.
And I might want a couple sessions with my homegirl. What's your site? How do I get in touch with you?
It's www.liftwithbliss. That's L-I-V with Bliss, BLISS.com.
You have a great birthday, man.
Yeah, you're going to be super healthy on top of healthy.
Oh, man, I'm going to be super sleep. Like, honestly, I'm going to go to church and then probably just chill.
Mm-hmm.
For your
probably
birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. I like to do that, too.
But I got started with Get Well Soon. So I worked in the NBA. I worked in Major League Baseball. I worked in locker rooms, just taping ankles, all that stuff, right?
Oh,
it was nobody... It's not a hard job getting 22-year-olds 8-packs from 6-packs. It's not really the hardest job.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a situation where I had 4 family members die in the same month.
Mm.
All from, like, cancer, heart disease, you know.
Yep.
And I'm, like, really mad. Everybody says, F cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets mad. I'm going to beat up cancer. I'm going to wear all the pink in the world. I'm like, you know, wearing all that pink ain't helping nobody. But, you know. So what I decided to do,
I agree,
was talk to doctors.
Okay.
Talk to people who were in wellness.
Okay.
And from that, I found out that you can prevent like 90% of all diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Like most of them are preventable. So I was like, okay, what can I do? So I started Get Well Soon.
Okay.
Plain and simple. My cousin Ella Williams passed away. I was like right outside the room when she passed. And it really struck me. She was like 41. And she went from being about maybe 160 pounds mm-hmm. to being like 94 pounds.
Wow.
It just really, it stuck with me.
It's hard. It's sad to see. I have the same thing in my family. Like, and I'm not the type of person that believes in like genetics. If your mama had it, you have to have it. I think that the only thing that is genetic or, you know, it's just habits. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got the same habits your mother had or your grandmother had. That's really all it is. Like, you really just have to change those habits and break that chain. You don't have to have what everybody else has. So, and that's kind of like with me too, it's the same journey. Like, I had family members like just passing left and right, friends passing left and right, young too, like in their 30s and 40s. And I'm just like, man, something's not right about that. Like, that it has to be preventable. But and I just start educating myself. So yeah, pretty much we got the same journey.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you've been doing this for how long now? 10 years about?
Oh man. So let's see. I got my first job in wellness probably in 2001. So about 14, 15 years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So I know you're also a obviously a writer and you own your own business, but you're also a personal trainer in a couple of different specialty areas.
Yeah.
So are you certified, or how did you go about that?
Yes, NASM certified.
Okay, yeah. All of the different ones.
And,
which ones do you offer?
What do you mean?
Like personal training, you said.
Oh, well, right now, I want everybody to hear this. I am not taking any clients for the rest of the millennium, probably. I'm a little bit too busy right now to do personal training.
Oh.
Just with all the books, the tours, and traveling.
Okay.
It's really a little bit hectic, but I work with the International Elite Academy for the UBA. It's a Universal Basketball Association.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is we bring in kids from, like, I think four or five countries, primarily England, Jamaica, I think two African countries. I can't remember.
Okay.
And they all have a dream of playing college basketball in the U.S.
Okay.
Basketball over there is not the same.
Yeah.
So we work with them, and hopefully they get scholarships at the end of the year. This is the second year of that.
That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah, I work with a guy named Anthony Oxley. He's the basketball skills coach.
Okay.
I'm like the strength coach. And okay. We have a gentleman named Jermaine Barnes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's big, man.
He's the director.
So yeah. They're like teenagers, sounds like it.
Yeah.
Like ready to go to college. And then you'll get them ready, stronger, more skilled. And mm-hmm. then you'll link them up with coaches for scholarships as well?
Yeah. So we have a league called the UBA, Universal Basketball Association. Mm-hmm. You can go to ubanow.com. And I actually play in the league. I'm decent. You know, played in Dominican Republic last year, won the championship in the Mitchell Cup. We're going back this year. We're going to win again.
there you go. So, speaking into existence.
These kids get an opportunity to play with guys who have played in college and or overseas, and they get stats on against them. So we're able to market them as basketball players because they played against actual American talent. The issue with playing overseas is, you may know, people don't value it the same. Mm. They don't value, is this guy this good because he's playing against less talent? Like, maybe, maybe not. You can't really tell. So they come over here and play and get stats and hopefully get scholarships.
Mm-hmm. Have start having people write about them and put their statistics out in news media and stuff like that. Okay.
Right.
That's awesome.
Good. That's so you definitely work in a lot of different areas, from young to teenage to adults to women, men, everybody, kids.
Yeah.
I mean, you said you train families, so I mean, there's mothers involved and dads, I'm assuming, right? So,
yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome, man. So is it hard to get the kids to be able to come over here and work in that program?
Well, they have to get visas.
Visas, okay.
They have to get visas. And okay. Anthony Oxley, he's over that. He's from England.
Okay.
And he played college ball in America. So
he knows.
Yeah, he knows the steps, all the ropes. Yeah,
the ropes. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that the parents are paying for this program for their kids to be involved.
Yeah, but it beats paying for college for 4 years.
Yeah.
If you get a scholarship, correct?
They will. Most of them will. We have a pretty good success rate. Last year, we only brought over 7 guys, and 6 of them got scholarships. Mm-hmm. The one that didn't was from America. So, wow. Okay. Yeah.
What does that mean? What's going on? That's awesome.
So how do y'all find these kids? You know, just go to these countries and find 6'8", 6'9", 7 feet tall kids?
Pretty much.
Because, I mean, pretty much the only way to have a guaranteed scholarship for basketball these days is if you're tall. Other than that, it's a lot of kids out here playing basketball, and it's only so many few little spots.
Well,
you know, so
if you're
it's pretty competitive.
If you're a good player, you can always get noticed. If you make good decisions, you're a good teammate.
Mm-hmm.
A coach will take a chance on you. It's a lot of big guys doing security.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
because they're not coachable. You got to be coachable no matter how tall you are.
They want you.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're not coachable, kids, if you're listening, if you're not coachable, be really good.
Yeah,
like, you can't
good.
Be bad and not coachable.
Exactly.
That's like the worst combination.
Right.
Wow.
That's awesome. Wow. Yeah. You do a lot of stuff.
Very busy man.
Yeah.
I like to eat. No, that's plain and simple.
That's what keeps you busy?
Yeah. I like to eat.
I like to eat.
Yeah.
And you gotta be out here working and making money to eat. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what's for dinner?
Right. So, last week we had somebody, or last show, we had actually somebody here who we got a little bit connected talking about mind and body connection in regards to health and wellness. What's your take on that? How important do you think, you know, the mind has to be locked in order to physically be healthy? Like, do you think, what's with mental health? What's your take on that?
Okay. So there's two different things we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about health, we can talk about health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
I think wellness is more inclusive of everything. I know a lot of really in shape people who are nuts. They're out of their minds.
Mm.
They're all jacked up on this, that, and the other. Not necessarily steroids. I'm not calling you out, Sean. But
But I am.
But yeah, yeah. Not necessarily, you know, anything bad, quote unquote, but we have so many toxins in our bodies right now that a lot of people have chemical imbalances that they don't even really know how to address. Mm-hmm. So I've seen a lot of people look healthy and not be mentally stable. And I've seen a lot of people be mentally stable and not be physically fit. Mm-hmm. So I like to use the term wellness to address the overall well-being. So,
that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't separate the two.
Mm-hmm. So you definitely goes hand in hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you ask me how I'm doing, I'm always going to say I'm well, or if I'm not, I'll say I ain't doing too good, but mm-hmm. yeah, I don't separate the two.
Mm-hmm. So when you work with these families, and you feel that somebody would maybe benefit in order to get physically going, to also have, you know, some help as far as mental health goes, you know, how do you go about that?
The short answer is we partnered with a behavioral health agency called the Imara Center. Okay. They're in, I want to say, like 30 schools mm-hmm. in Atlanta, Fulton County schools, and they do an excellent job. They do an excellent job.
Okay, so they come in and talk to the families, and
yeah.
So it's a little bit in towards counseling, and probably
yes,
okay.
Yes.
I mean, if it comes down to that, but mm-hmm. for the most part, I'll give you an example. Like for when someone's starting to get in shape, the first thing they try to do is work out really hard, right? They try to just go as hard as they can. Mm. Then they realize they're eating everything they ever saw in their life. They're eating every piece of church's chicken, all the pizza, all this, that, and the other. Then when they start working on their cardio and they start getting in shape for real, they wake up and they might have a 5 o'clock workout and they can't eat all that. So mm-hmm. they start changing what they're eating because now the grease don't feel right.
Don't feel the same. Exactly.
And then they start realizing, oh, wait, I'm feeling better. I got more energy throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And then they can have a more positive outlook on things. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people are in different places in the process, and you can pull it out based on just observation and seeing where they are.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, is it the physical part, like doing the exercising in the beginning that can help the mind get there? Or is it the food aspect of taking in the different foods that'll help your mind get there first?
It takes way more discipline to eat right.
Yeah, it does. It's really all mental when it comes to the food thing. Yeah,
it takes way more discipline to eat right. I've seen a lot of people go in the gym and, I mean, Shaq, you remember Shaq?
Yeah.
Shaq was, what, 350 pounds?
Yeah.
And his literal job was running up and down the court and jumping. How are you 350 pounds running and jumping all day?
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's tough. I know those knees, boy, being 300 pounds, that's got to be tough on those knees.
But so, you know, coming from the health coaching perspective, you know, we teach quite a bit about, you're not supposed to deprive yourself. So because when you go into the mental stage of, oh my God, I can never have a piece of cake. It's unhealthy. It's going to be 500 calories, you know, blah, 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 blah. All you do is constantly keep thinking about it. And then that's when you start craving it more. So it's really, I think the educational part goes really into understanding what that type of food would do to you. So you really are educated and then understand that it's not good for me, but I'm not eating it because I'm not allowed to eat it. I'm not eating it because it's just going to harm me. So, and then if you come from that perspective, over time, 21 days creates a habit, you will probably really be like, you know what? I'm just not going to do that to my body anymore because the grease all of a sudden cannot be digested anymore. You know, it's going to make me feel terrible and so on and so on.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, it's not just, you can't just go up to people and be like, ooh, you just can't eat that. It's just not good for you. Don't do it. And people be like, oh, but I want it. I always had it. I want more of it now. You know, just because you said no, I'm going for it.
I found that showing people what they can eat works way mm-hmm. better than telling people what they can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be real. Let's talk about mental health. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you're telling me that all this stuff I'm eating is poisonous
mm-hmm.
and I keep eating it, there's something wrong with me.
Exactly.
I mean, like, mm-hmm. it has a stranglehold on a lot of communities in America right now, and it's starting to get global, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's more people living sedentary lifestyles. But I think showing people alternatives can be tricky. Like, for instance, I had a guy, everything that he ate was mimicking meat, and he was trying to go meatless.
Yeah.
I'm like, so you're eating vegetable wings, veggie burgers, veggie ribs. I'm like, dude, at some point, just eat a vegetable, man.
Yeah, just eat a vegetable. Like, how about that?
Give up on all these fillers. Just eat something, absolutely. Something normal.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, crazy. How people try to play tricks on themselves,
exactly.
Right?
And that's why he said you got to show them what they can have versus what they can't have.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, let me shout out to Big Stace from the group home. You just texted me, said you're listening. How you doing?
Absolutely. Awesome. You got to do it.
Listener.
What's the name again?
Big Stace from the group home, Big Brooklyn's Stace. Finest.
How are you? Hope all is well over there. That's cool, man. Super cool. Got fans, man.
Followers. Yeah. So what's your Instagram page?
Super 30 Cooper.
Super 30 Cooper.
Yes. If you like seeing kids working out and eating healthy, go follow Super 30 Cooper.
There it is.
All right. All right. So I had another question about, holiday season. It started off with Thanksgiving. Now we're going into Christmas. And, I hear people left and right, oh, my God, I'm going to gain some pounds and how I'm going to stay in shape and in balance. So how do you take, what's your take on it with the kids and the families? How do you get them from not overeating and then maybe regretting it? Because I think it's a vicious cycle, You're like, ooh, all this great food is so yummy. Once a year, I can do it. And then, I feel so bad. New Year's resolution, I got to lose 30 pounds.
New Year's
resolution. Okay, let's be real. So how many days is Thanksgiving?
One.
How many days is Christmas?
One day.
So we talking about 2 days and we going to blame a whole season.
Nah, you got people in offices bringing, dishes.
Agreed.
And chocolate and cakes and celebrations.
The only advice I would give to people is just make sure you get all your vegetables and water. If you're going to eat all the terrible stuff, go ahead and keep eating your vegetables and drinking your water. I mean, at least you'll get some of that stuff out of you.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. Coop can't change your life right now. But eat your vegetables, drink your water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just mentally, man, I always tell people too that I work with, like when you have those days, because I think people are too hard on themselves sometimes. Like me being at where I'm at health wise, like it didn't happen overnight. You know what I'm saying? And I had those days where I would like eat certain things when I was trying to be on that right path. And I would be like so hard on myself or so down, like, messed up. But man, you got to just, if you're going to eat it, like, you just got to eat it and just be like, man, I'm going to get back on it tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? You can't be like super hard on yourself, because once you do that, you're already defeated and, you're trying to change your lifestyle. It won't last long anyway. So.
Oh, yeah. And don't drink all your calories, people. I mean, like I had a friend who's like, man, I've been vegan for 10 days and I hadn't lost a pound. I'm like, what you been doing after that? Yeah, I've been going to the bar. I'm like, come on, man. You can't just keep drinking your calories.
Exactly.
So a lot of people drink a little bit more during holiday season.
Yeah.
Just monitor your drinking.
I got a friend going through that right now, that same situation.
But a lot of sugar in them drinks.
He's working on it, though. But the same thing, he called me the other day like, man, you're not going to believe what I did last night. I'm like, I already know. I was like, but hey, it's a new day, so we're just going to start fresh. But yes, you cannot drink your calories.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah. So how do some of your normal workouts look like for kids? What do you have them? Do you have them work out an
cardio.
Hour, 30
well,
minutes?
Well, okay, so it depends. I mean, kids is that's like from 2 to 18. Mm. So it just depends on the age group. So for a lot of the smaller kids, let's say 2 to 6 or 7 years old, we mostly are playing games and getting them moving. Mm-hmm. They're not as coordinated. They don't know their bodies yet. So we might do some light squats. I don't know if you could say girl push-ups.
Yeah.
Feminine push-ups. That. I don't know what they call them nowadays.
Girl, what do they call them?
Are supported they girl push-ups? Push-ups?
Supported. I don't know. Lady push-ups.
Girl push-ups.
Yeah. So variations of push-ups, planks, jumping jacks, running in place. Lots of games. Mm-hmm. Lots of movement for the very young kids. Kids between 7 to about 12, you really want to have sports, just so they can move in different directions and learn their bodies a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Once you get to about 13, then we get more into like real training where they're doing specific exercise. The reason why I go with the sports for the kids at that other age, it's just hard to reel them in. I mean, I'm not going to be yelling over a kid with a whistle going, you got to do this. It's just not fun.
It's got to be fun, right, man. Because if it's not.
What's the age you have to be to lift weights?
I would say about 13. Mm-hmm. 13, 14. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you can always really lift weights, but I personally don't even lift. I don't lift. So I mostly use TRX because I can take it anywhere.
So your own resistance?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Calisthenics.
Yeah.
What do you think about yoga?
Oh, man, I love yoga.
You practice?
Yeah. Yoga is the reason why I can still dunk. Yoga and Pilates. I do 2 yoga classes and at least 2 Pilates classes every week.
Nice.
Awesome.
You do it at home?
Yoga,
I go to
the studio.
I go to the YMCA. I don't do the fancy, hot, steamy yoga.
Hot yoga.
Because I pay for my YMCA membership and I'm going to use it. So
there it is.
All right. Nice. Yeah, yoga is important.
Go ahead.
I also go to the chiropractor.
I do too.
Yeah, Dr. Pace. You probably cracking backs right now, but shout out. You really helped me out a lot.
Keep you nice and aligned, man, because people don't know. Like, you get out of line, like sitting in your car all day or just whatever, you can get in line real quick. But getting back in line and just, man, it's like a miracle.
So what do you think about chiropractor versus physical therapy?
I go with the chiropractor. Most chiropractors are
probably more maintaining. The physical therapist is really injury.
How do you put it? What's it? More chiropractors are into natural healing. So I would always holistic. Go with. Yeah, and they still have most of the education requirements to be physical therapists. I think it's something like 6 credits away from being a physical therapist, too. Mm-hmm. My personal chiropractor is a physical therapist. I asked him, he's like, yeah, his certification was just like another class. I'm like, what? Really? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I would generally go with the chiropractor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting.
So in the schools, let me ask you about the school. So, you know, y'all going from school to school. When you were in school, do you see like the, because I was at my daughter's school, but this was a while ago. She's in high school now, but I went to her junior high and just to visit the school, and they were actually in PE. And I was just looking at what they were doing for the physical ed, and it just.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, man, we used to be. Yeah. Everywhere, outside, off the chain, pulling, jumping, you know, right. Just really coming in, sweating, like, wish you had a change of clothes. But now it just seems like it's
soft.
It's very soft. Yeah.
It's soft. Yeah, people are really, I don't understand. We're trying to get our kids to not work out for some reason.
Yeah.
Not really. Like, they might have, okay, we're going to learn basketball. Mm-hmm. They'll bring out the balls. They do a couple dribbles.
This is what they were doing.
Shoot the ball, do a couple free throws, and that's basketball.
Yep.
When we had basketball, we had like dunk contest games. Like, we're playing basketball. Like,
really playing, exactly.
I mean, everybody. I think there's too much. I don't know how to put it. There's too much overall acceptance of mediocrity. Mm. I think we should push our children to be their best. Physically, mentally, emotionally, education-wise, all that. Because what ends up happening is we don't have a competitive society if we don't. Mm. Now, that doesn't mean your kid has zero talent and you're going yelling at them, go, Jordan, you got to do it. Don't do that.
Yeah.
But encourage your kid to do their best. Mm-hmm. Because what I see and what I find, especially in coaching, mm-hmm. is a lot of kids don't even know how great they can be. Because someone said it was okay to just participate.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah. We don't do participation trophies. You just don't.
That's true.
That's a big topic, actually. I've been hearing, you know, that's a $1 billion industry, trophies and medals. So, you know, this whole, it's huge. And So some people are, you know, like, well, you know, everybody deserves a medal type of situation. And others are like, no, it's earned. Either you're the MVP or you're not. And
the MVP
should get the medal.
I agree with that.
Man, the prize is being able to play. I remember my parents didn't let me play football till I got to high school. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, they wouldn't let me do it. They're like, well, you're on my schedule. I can't go to practice. So, yeah, the prize is to actually play.
Mm-hmm.
And you earn accolades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you think we are in a health crisis since the kids are, you know, the upcoming generation? There's a lot of obesity issues going on.
Lots.
Okay.
Do you see it in your programs?
Yeah.
A lot of obesity?
Definitely. It's not just kids. It's everybody. Reason being is we don't make our own food. So when we don't make our food and we have to have, I would call it fake food.
Yeah, you can call it that.
We have fake food and everybody's eating fake food that's trying to, I don't even think it's as much sabotage as people would like to go with the conspiracy theories. If you're trying to make something valuable, you have to fill it with something, right? Mm-hmm. So they try to fill it with things that they think would be good for us, like steroids and all this, that, and the other. And it ends up having these huge kids. I'm like, I go to an eighth grade. My goddaughter, she plays at Paideia.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Kai. Kai, you're great. She's averaging like 20 points. She's a freshman. She's like 6'1", like 170. And she's not like fat. She's like LeBron James 170. Like, she's cut up. I'm like, man, where are these kids coming from?
It's definitely the food. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's the food. And I remember when I was a kid, my mom taking measures to say stuff like, well, I'm going to take the skin off my fried chicken and this,
like,
that, and the other, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, so people are right now living what they were told was healthy back in the day, but they're doing it with fake food. So imagine if you got hormone-injected chicken and you're taking off the skin. You're still getting everything else that's bad for you and thinking you're doing it right and saying, why can't I lose weight?
Mm-hmm. Education, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I looked at... Now, do you, any of you all watch basketball?
Yeah.
I was watching basketball.
She got an MVP in her family.
Uh-oh, little Dirk.
Working on it.
Well, I was watching basketball. I looked at a game from like the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody looked like Steph Curry. Like, now we look at Steph Curry. He looked like the...
He's very little.
The skinniest player ever, right?
Small guy, yeah.
But I look back in the day, Jordan was the swollest dude at like 205.
Wow.
It's just crazy.
It's definitely different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you definitely say the health crisis stems from the food.
Yeah.
The food industry.
Yes.
Influenced heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree. I definitely agree. And I mean, it's scary because, I mean, you just mentioned earlier when we started to open up the show, but you said the kids have the buying power. True that. Is all the stuff they see on TV, marketing, you know, it's pumped out, the box is green and brown, and you're like, hey, you get some Whole Foods here, you know, but you turn the box around, it's 50 grams of sugar. The kids don't know, parents don't look, and you just, oh yeah, I'm buying something right.
But, have you seen how fun Doritos look? Like, I'm like going in the grocery store, I'm looking at these bags, I'm like, Doritos, Hot Cheetos, they got cartoon characters, they got animation, lasers. I'm like, what is this?
Oh, yeah.
I wanted some Doritos. I was like, wow.
It's all done strategically, too.
Yeah, exactly. And then the kid falls out in the store. Like,
oh no.
Exactly.
Go to your grocery store and look at where the Doritos are. Look at the bottom. They're all on the bottom of the shelves.
Yeah, exactly.
Where the kids can reach
them. Grab them.
You start looking at the healthy stuff.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, it's
like,
it's called shelf something. It's the positioning of products on shelves, and especially when you like checkout line. Mm-hmm. You know, your eye level, what you see last minute, you might still grab it and stuff like that.
I had somebody tell me, when you go to the grocery store, stay on the outside.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't go into the aisles, because once you do that, it's over.
Like,
that's true. That's what we teach that as well.
For
sure. We do like grocery tours, store tours. And on the outside is more or less your produce, your fresh food, your non-processed, non-packaged.
Yes.
And that's what you need to stay away from, the box.
Produce, meat, and dairy is all going to be on the outside.
So the stores are basically set up for failure.
Right. Once you're in the middle, you're trapped.
Oh, exactly. And when you get to that end, especially in the hood, it's candy bars, cigarettes.
And it's right there on the way out. Yeah. Man, now I'm going to feel like a little mouse in the grocery store.
I know.
Like, feeling like I'm in a trap. Like,
don't go in the middle.
Don't go in the middle. They're coming after you. Exactly. They're coming after you.
Oh, wow.
So you also brought up that you're working actually on a film.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's a little bit top secret. That was supposed to be between me and you.
Uh-oh. Okay, give us the, I don't know, the surface.
What can you give us?
It's about the issues that come up with feeding a family the right way in a food desert. Is it possible on a budget? How does it compare with, you know, having a little bit more money to spend? And can you do it? So we're really looking forward to this. It's going to be pretty good. It's going to, I hope, open some eyes and have people, you know, taking the steps to make a few less excuses.
Yeah.
The reality is we can clown the grocery stores all we want to, but until the stuff that's bad for you stops selling, they're going to put it out there.
Yep.
That's their business. That's how their children eat.
It's a $1 billion industry, the food industry.
Right.
Somebody wants to make money.
Until we drive something different, this is going to be the same old. We'll get the same results. So that's kind of what the movie is about, having dual accountability. Because I hear so many people complaining, like I said, well, I don't have any Whole Foods in my neighborhood. You're still buying Hot Cheetos. But Hot Cheetos are Hot Cheetos. It doesn't matter what store you go to. Hot Cheetos, a 40-ounce and a cigarette is not lunch. Like, stop that.
It's not.
Yeah.
But, man, it's amazing how some people living off of that.
Yeah.
But it's awesome to know that we got people out here like Super Cooper, you know, changing lives one person at a time. And that's all we could really do, because that person you tell, man, it's really about them going and paying it forward once they get that knowledge from you. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it spreads. So...
I don't know. I think you get asked this as well, Marcus, but I get asked this a lot, that people say, you know, trying to live healthier is a lot more expensive. And I actually refuse that. That's not true.
That's an excuse.
It's not true. Because if you think about eating out, how expensive that is and how it adds up versus you buy the real deal, organic, fresh food, cook it and have 3 or 4 meals you can eat off of that. That's a lot cheaper than eating out and getting Popeyes for $5 or Burger King or whatever.
Over and over. And so when you and eat that again, way, we're exactly. talking about food that's empty calories that you're going to be hungry again in like
hours,
2 hours. So
exactly.
So we're talking about.
What's your take on that? How do you react to that when you get asked?
I don't think the people who say that have tried for more than a week. True. So what happens is they still have their old groceries and old habits.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend. He said, yeah, I'm going to do this. I won't name the company because it's not my man Polo. Juice fast for 21 days.
That's right.
He said, I'm going to do this juice fast. I said, okay, cool. I pull up on him. He's eating some chicken. I'm like, you can't juice and eat chicken, dude. He's like, yeah, it's expensive. I'm like, it wouldn't be if you just did the juice.
Exactly.
You can't do the good stuff and the bad stuff.
Exactly.
You have to eliminate the bad stuff first. So I think from a standpoint of I'm in between, it might be expensive because you're buying both and you're actually eating twice as much as you really need. So you're probably going to gain weight and be upset and have extra sugar in your body and all that other stuff. But in general, it can be expensive. It can be expensive, but so could going to the hospital. So, I mean,
man, you pick your say poison. That again.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pay a couple extra dollars to live a little bit longer. Like, I like my family
choices,
and friends.
Right?
He said, yeah. I like my family and friends. Exactly. It's all choices, man.
Yeah.
It's choices.
Yeah.
But, you know, we also know that that sugar has the same effect on your brain as cocaine does, too. Mm-hmm. And we know what cocaine does to you. You know what I'm saying? So it's choices, but then it's also people like you that can help these people get through that, like. It's basically like, where do you go when you're like on drugs and you got.
Oh, yeah. Withdrawal.
Yeah. You're having those withdrawals. Yeah. And you need somebody to help you get through that. Because if you eat that donut and get that feeling of that same endorphins flowing through your body as the same thing that happens to you when you do like sniff a cocaine. So you're not, it's an addiction. You know what I'm saying? So it's not easy. So, you know, it's easier said than done. Like we say choices, but sometimes like, man. When you ate this donut and you sitting there looking at the apple like, dang, do I need to want to eat this donut? Yeah. Do I want this apple? But then that donut made me feel like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, so I had a...
You want that feeling more than you really want that donut. You want that feeling, that high.
I had a personal experience where I gave up sugar.
Mm.
I didn't realize sugar was in everything. So period. I'm up here trying to just figure out what to do. I'm looking like Chris Rock in New Jack City. I'm like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
How are we going to do this? I'm like eating like leaves. Like I'm trying to do extra.
Exactly.
And it just really wasn't right. So withdrawal is real.
It definitely is. Sure is.
It's real. You need to have, if you're really going to try stuff, have a plan. Don't do like I did the first 17 times and say, I'm going to go without meat. Okay, what are you going to do? Because the next week when you're eating meat, you get sad and beat yourself up and overeat and do all the crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So get a plan. Come and meet, what's your name one more time?
Leave Harrison with Live With Bliss.
Or Polo.
That's right.
And what's your company?
Juice Atlanta.
They got plans. Don't try to do it yourself.
Yep.
Okay?
And that's right.
That's the thing. That's invest right. Invest in yourself.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So if you think somebody wants to really get started, and you mentioned earlier we all have toxins in our body, what do you recommend for somebody to detox?
Man, honestly, before you even get to the point of juice or changing your diet, the first thing I would say is try to go a week, 7 whole days just drinking water. Don't drink anything else.
That's big, man. That's super big.
Eat and water. And like, when still you, eat, but just water. Yeah, no soda, no sweet tea.
When you do that, I noticed, like, when I did it, you can't eat fried chicken with water. It just doesn't go down the same.
Mm-hmm.
So you start noticing your eating changes a little bit to a little bit lighter food because you don't have anything to break down all that grease. You know, when you drink it, so you're like, oh, that's better.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, like, not at all. It's
so
not a good mix.
The baby step would be to drink water. And
that's some good advice right there. I like that.
Yeah.
Just drink water. Like,
it's a lot of
increase your water intake.
Yeah. And a lot of empty calories in them drinks. Sweet tea, soda.
Man, that stuff is so bad for your kidneys and your liver, like your body. It's taxing.
Yeah, diabetes right around the corner.
Absolutely.
You know. All right, I think we're about to finish up.
It's about that time.
Let us know your top.
So, yeah, go ahead.
Well, the way we finish is you got to share your information for sure. You know, all your website, Instagram, phone number, how people can reach you, your books again.
But before we get out of here, what are your top 3 health tips? If you had to give your 2-3 health tips, what would they be?
Drink water.
Water.
Lots of water. Warm up. Before you stretch, before you exercise, warm up. Get your body going. Don't just try to do nothing cold.
Yeah.
And the last one would be to buy Super Cooper books.
Dang.
They're good for you. They're good for the whole family.
Woo-hoo!
Absolutely.
Super Cooper books.
They make your spirit good.
Exactly. There you go. So tell the people, how can they get in contact with you again? So, like, what's your Instagram, Twitter, Facebook?
Okay.
How do we find you? One more time.
So on Instagram, I'm Super30Cooper. That's at Instagram. My email address is supercooper@teamgws.com. And you can always hit me on the GoFundMe at GoFundMe/SuperCooper30. And I just want to real quick shout out everybody who donated to our campaign so far. It's really wonderful just to see all the support from the community.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Y'all keep continuing to support Super Cooper. We need more people in these neighborhoods doing these great things, just spreading knowledge about food and health, eating real food and health and wellness, and just being more physical and getting out here playing and just having a good time. And it's just and just getting in shape, man. We need it. We really need it. And we need more people like him. So find those books, support those books. I'm about to buy 2 books right now. So y'all come match me.
All right. Thank you for being here, Super Cooper.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
And I appreciate y'all.
Bye,
for the
everybody.
Opportunity.
Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a healthy, happy rest of the week.
A holiday. Don't overeat.